स्तम स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति श्वपदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंस हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तु तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुत देवी प्रणामामि वंच कल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधु देव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो आई थॉट बिफोर आई स्टार्ट दिस श्लोक आई कैन पुट माई थॉट्स टुगेदर हियर बिकॉज इट्स अ वेरी deep topic. So, and then we can read this sloka and then read translation and talk about more about this sloka. How about that? Is that okay? Everybody? Okay. So we know that Uddhava was sent by Krishna from Mathura to console Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, all the cowherd boys and of course all the gopis and Radharani. We are reading for last couple of weeks. And we also heard Nanda Maharaj is welcoming him. Maharaj Yashoda is not even aware of whole that Uddhava has come. She is keep crying and crying. And just Uddhava is trying to gave him whole philosophy, we heard that. But Nanda Maharaj said, you don't know. You saying my son is Narayan? No, my son likes to cheat. My son likes to eat so many times. Huh? How can it be nice? You have. So Uddhava is trying to the heat of that separation within the heart of Nanda Maharaj, he's trying to cool it down, but it doesn't work. Now in the morning, all the gopis would go to pay respects to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So when their gopis are coming in the morning, then they are seeing this chariot. Now in Garga Samhita is mentioned that these gopis are also actually chastising the chariot driver. And then they are saying Uddhava. So they are saying Uddhava, and Uddhava is exactly look like Krishna. He is wearing Krishna's dress. We have in the first sloka of this chapter is described. And then Uddhava is trying to console gopis. Gopis are crying and crying. They are just living on the air. It says that the Panchabhuta, earth, water, fire, and space, these are gone and they are just living on the air. And they are keep crying. Radharani is there, but she is indifferent. She is completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. She is her mood. So Gopis are keep crying, and Uddhava is confused. Because in the material world, when something happens to someone in our family, wherever, and someone is crying, we can tell them, we have to keep the box of the tissue papers with us and give it to him and say, please don't cry. But here, he cannot say them to not to cry. It is for Krishna, they are crying for Krishna. So, Uddhava is confused. Now, I have to read something here about Radharani's mood. And Jiva Goswami quotes, Radharani has developed mood of nirvan, nirvedam. Nirvedam means lost of interest. Because of this, she is becoming angry. She is thinking of death and she has lost hope of seeing Krishna. And in this madness, she is intolerant. Because Krishna, she is feeling that Krishna is cheated. And it happened two times. First time during the rasa dance, if you remember, Krishna had left. This is, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is describing. Krishna had left during rasa dance, and when he returned, he is saying that, I'm sorry. You all had given up everything and you came. I can't pay the debts to all of you. And then he left. Then when he was in the chariot of Akrura, when Akrura came to pick him up, bring Krishna and Balaram, at that time Krishna had said that I'll come back. And he didn't come. And then whom did he send? He's sending his messenger. So it's like Krishna had cheated. So she's in that mood of anger, which is, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, she's in the seventh stage of prema, which is Mahabhava. And so Uddhava is coming to Radharani. Now it's in Garga Samhita, is nicely described, whole situation where Radharani is sitting. And Uddhava is talking, Uddhava is paying, Uddhava is, Radharani is welcoming him, he's sitting. And Uddhava is praising to Radharani. And he kind of says that, I will read a few things here. He says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And where is my book here? Oh yeah. He says, Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead eternally. You are His Supreme Goddess eternally. Eternally, Krishna enjoys transcendental pastimes. Eternally, you enjoy pastimes with Him. Eternally, Krishna is Lord Narayan. Eternally, you are Goddess Lakshmi. Eternally, Krishna is Brahma. You are Saraswati. Krishna is Lord Shiva, you are Parvati. Krishna is Narada, you are his Veena. Krishna is Prithu, came as a Prithu, you appeared as Archie. Krishna is appeared as Dhanvantari, you became medicine. Krishna appeared as Lord Ram, you appeared as Sita. So Krishna enjoys pastimes eternally, and you are also enjoying pastimes with him. So this way Uddhava is trying to, you know, this is why saying this. Now, during this, what happens? She is in a mood of, she doesn't want to hear anything about Krishna. She is indifferent, as she was already indifferent when gopis were talking to her. But she cannot give up talking about him. So what happens during that time? Bumblebee comes. And Bumblebee wants to pay the obeisances. He wants to touch the feet of Krishna. So we also heard in the previous verses, she said, wait, Bumblebee, wait. You are drunk. You are intoxicated with madhu. You don't come. And you are going from one flower to another flower, just like she's criticizing Krishna, just like your Krishna goes from one place to another place, to one go, one place to another place. So she is actually, she is telling that. So Madhu, she said, I'll become impure, she says to Bumblebee. I'll become impure, don't come. If you don't pay obeisance, you just pay the obeisances from the distance. She says that. This is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's. Now in the, so that then Bumblebee says, but why are you accusing me? You know. So Krishna says, Radharani says, I'm not accusing you. You are intoxicated. Same as your master. So then the Bumblebee says, where is it here? This is a very okay. Yes. Bumblebee says, but I was in Mathura. I have seen Krishna. And Krishna is, he's meditating on you. He doesn't go to anybody else. So Radharani says, no. You are new to Mathura, you don't know. You don't know the real truth. He has not thus cheated us. He is not just cruel in this life, but he was also cruel in the previous lives. And I have heard this from Purnamasi. So this is this shloka where she is describing, this today's shloka describing the pastimes of Radharani is going to take us to Ramayan today, and also the Vamandev, pastimes of Vamandev with Bali Maharaj. So now this is we are for last few days we are all to Prajalpa Alpa means talk, and there are prefix in each in the front. These are Sanskrit. So today is our jalpa, and we will talk about it in this shloka about it. But the whole point is that these pastimes are, if we see it externally, then it is externally, if we see it, if we don't see with the, you know, which is called apara vichar, externally we see it, then yeah, Krishna is cruel. He is duplicitous. And in today's verse, we will see his mercilessness. He has no mercy. Right? But we have to see it from the point of tattva. Now, we might be say, well, Radharani is externally criticizing Krishna, isn't it? But no, she is in a mood of great love, and in that love she is talking about Krishna. So we have to in that mood, and Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes that you can't have the mundane arguments with these pastimes. We cannot understand. We have to just accept it. And by chanting Hare Krishna, we will be understanding it. Okay? So now today we will talk about, now let's talk about this shloka. Time is running out, it's already 8:30. So if you all don't mind, I will just read the shloka and then read translation and purport. Is that okay with everybody? Agree? Because we have to talk about Ramayana today. Okay, so text 17, Canto 10, chapter 47, text 17. Mrugurīya kapindram vivayade lubda dharma striyam kruta virupam strijita kamayanam balim api balim atvaveshtayat dvangsha badyasa tat alam ashita shakhyair dushtriyajas tat kathartaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Like a hunter, he cruelly shot the king of the monkeys with arrows. Because he was conquered by a woman, he disfigured another woman who came to him with lusty desires. And even after consuming the gifts of Bali Maharaj, he bound him up with ropes as if he were a crow. So let us give up all friendship with this dark complexioned boy, even if we can't give up talking about him. Purport. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada, explains the meaning of this verse as follows. Srimati Radharani said to the bumblebee, to the bee, "You poor messenger, you are only a less intelligent servant. You do not know much about Krishna. How ungrateful and hard-hearted he has been, not only in this life, but in his previous lives also. We have heard this from our grandmother, Purnamasi. She has informed us that Krishna was born in a Kshatriya family, previously to this birth, and was known as Ramchandra. In death birth, instead of killing Vali, an enemy of his friend in the manner of Kshatriya, he killed him just like a hunter. A hunter takes a secure hiding place and then kills an animal without facing it. So Lord Ramchandra as a Kshatriya should have fought with Bali face to face. But instigated by his friend, he killed him from behind a tree. Thus he deviated from the religious principles of a Kshatriya." He didn't do it that. And also, he was so attracted by the beauty of Sita that he converted Suparnakha, the sister of Ravan, into an ugly woman by cutting off her nose and ears. Suparnaka proposed an intimate relationship with him. As a Kshatriya, he should have satisfied her. He did that. We will see that as a Kubja, right? But he was so handpacked that he could not forget Sita Devi and converted Suparnakha into an ugly woman. Before that birth as a Kshatriya, he took birth as a Brahman boy known as Vamandev and asked charity from Bali Maharaj. Bali was so magnanimous that he gave him whatever he had. Yet Krishna as Vamandev ungratefully arrested him just like a crow and pushed him down to the Patal kingdom. We know all about Krishna and how ungrateful he is. But here is the difficulty. And what is that difficulty? In spite of his being so cruel and hard-hearted, it is very difficult for us to give up talking about him. She doesn't want to listen, but at the same time, she can't give up talking about him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that speech of Radharani is called avajalpa, as described by Rupa Goswami in the following verse from the Ujjval Nilamani, 14, chapter 198, sloka. Harau kathnya kamitva dhurtyad ashtya ayogyata yatra sersya piye vokta so avajalpaha satam mataha. Saintly persons have concluded that when a lover, impelled by jealousy and fear, declares that Lord Hari is unworthy of her attachment because of his harshness, lustiness, and dishonesty, such speech is called avajalpa. So, there are two pastimes here from Lord Ramchandra Varnis Suparnakha. As we know, when Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman, they were in the exile for 14 years, as Lord Dasarath told them to go. So at the end of the 13th years, they are in the forest, in the Panchvati, I think. Yeah, in the Panchvati, they are there. And they are helping all the sadhus, because rakshas are always harassing them, all the sadhus. And during that time, when Ram, Lakshman, Sita is there, who comes? Suparnakha comes there. And of course, we're not going to go through whole details, the whole conversation between Lord Ram and Suparnakha. This is a big conversation. But we know that Suparnakha ugly, she comes and she wants to marry with Lord Ram. And Lord Ram says, I'm married. You see, I'm ek patni vrata, I'm married. But my brother, he has no wife here. Please go to him. So then she goes to him, and then he says, Lakshman says, no. You go to him, you know. You see, his wife is ugly. Suparnakha says that. So you go to him. And she wants to kill Sita. So of course, then Ram says, Lakshman, you better do something. So of course, then Sita, Lakshman just cut off the nose and the ears of Suparnakha. Now Suparnakha had not changed her form at that time. She is in the same form. And it's whole described in the Ramayana about how she was looking. Anyhow. So Suparnakha just runs away. Now Suparnakha had come because of that lusty desire. And Lord Ram had taken a vrata, ek patni vrata. He did not fulfill her desire, but he fulfilled desire when he appeared as Lord Krishna. and Suparnakha appear as Kubja. And we also know that during the Lord Ramchandra's time, there are all different Juthas. Ayodhya Vasini, Janakpuri Vasini, all the Dandakaranya forest, all the sadhus, they all were attracted to Lord Ram. And they wanted to marry with Lord Ram. But Ram said, no, there are 6 or 7 Juthas, I can't remember all. But Lord Ram said, no, I make Patni Vrata. But Lord Ram said, yes, I will fulfill your desire. And he fulfilled desire when Lord Ram appeared as Krishna. When Krishna appeared, he fulfilled all desire. So Krishna fulfilled the desire of Suparnakha. Now, after that, Ravan is of course coming and Ravan is kidnapping Sita and Sugriva and all the monkeys. They are on the mountain called the Rashyamukha mountain. I think Rashyamukha. Huh? Rashyamukha. They are on the top of Rashyamukha mountain. And of course, when Ravan is carrying Sita, at that time she is calling out to Ram, 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 and this Sugriva and all the monkeys and Hanuman, they all are hearing that. And of course, she is throwing her whatever she has, 2 or 3. She has bangle and the ring she's throwing, and Sugriva is having that. Now, when Ram and Lakshman, they are looking for, they are trying to find a Sita. Now, I forgot the name of the person. He had told to make an ally with Sugriva and the Hanuman and all the monkeys. So they are looking for Sugriva, Ram and Lakshman. So they came at the Rishyamukha mountain, Rishyamukha mountain. They came there, and Sugriva and all the Hanuman, and they saw that these 2 young men, they are in the mendicant, but at the same time they have the bow and the arrows. So Sugriva is thinking that here, these two, they are coming here, you know. But actually, they are coming here, and you better find out who these princes are here. Probably my brother Wali has sent them. But Hanuman said, no, they cannot come here. You know that Wali cannot come. Wali is cursed. He becomes in this area, then he will become a stone. So he cannot come. So Sugriva says to Hanuman, Hanuman is his minister, so he says, Hanuman, you go. So Hanuman goes as a mendicant, he can change his form. And where the Ram and Lakshman, where they are passing by, Hanuman is seeing that these guys are, he is an arm, just seeing the beauty of them, both of them. And he's just paying obeisances to them, both of them. You know. And of course then Hanuman is bringing both of them to Sugriva. Now, Sugriva is a brother of Wali. They both are brothers. And Sugriva is very faithful to Wali. And after their father died, then Sugriva became the king. And Wali, as a faithful servant, he was serving him. But one day, Mayavati, not Mayavati who was in UP, chief minister, excuse me, I'm going into the politics here. Mayavati, right? Mayavi, thank you. So Mayavi is coming, Maya is sending Mayavi to fight to Sugriva. And Sugriva and Mayavi is having great fight. And as a faithful brother, Mayavi and Wali is having fight. And as a faithful brother, Sugriva is following him, helping. But then they are running and they go in the cave. And Sugriva is waiting for 1 year outside the cave for his brother. And nothing happens. So at the end of the year, then Sugriva is, of course, seeing that nothing happened, but he hears the big sound from that cave, and the blood is running from the cave. So he is saying that, he's thinking that my brother is finished. So he just closes the, door of the cave, so that he think that, you know, cannot go, Mayavi cannot come out. And he goes, back to Kishkinda, that is the name of their place. Is that right? Kishkinda, right? And everybody's crowning Sugriva as a king there. Now here, Sugriva was now. There was also Maya had also sent Dundubi to fight with Sugriva. Sugriva was a very powerful person. He had allies with Ravana. Ravana had tried to kill him, but Sugriva hold the 10-headed Ravana. Sugriva had hold him so tight, and with not just that, he's holding me. He's going in the all four directions carrying Ravana. Vali. Yes, Vali. I'm sorry, Vali. You see? Vali is coming back, and here he is saying Sugriva is a king, so he doesn't like it. So he's angry with him. And Sugriva is paying obeisances to his brother, and he said, No, I thought you are, this is what happened, I thought. So this is your kingdom, please take your kingdom back. But Vali is so angry. And Vali just tell him to leave. Now, when Sugriva had killed that Dundubi, Vali had killed Dundubi, so Vali had thrown the body of that Dundubi far distance, and that fell in the ashram of Muni, some rishi. And his name is, let me check, Mandar? Yeah. And because of that, Mandakrishi, right? Yeah, and Mandakrishi had cursed that whoever this he has done, he cannot come in this area, in that four miles area. So that's why when Sugriva was kicked out, when Sugriva was kicked out, Vali had taken his wife, Sugriva's wife, and he kicked out Sugriva. So Sugriva had taken the shelter of this near the ashram, and near the ashram, Mandakrishi's ashram. Amazing, isn't it? Sugriva is there, and Ram and Ravan come. Ram and Lakshman comes, and they became ally. And Ram wants to help Sugriva. Sugriva is testing Ram to see how powerful he is, and his old pastime is described about that. And then Sugriva, of course, Ram and Lakshman is saying to Sugriva, let's go now. So they are following Sugriva. Sugriva is challenging his brother, Vali. And Vali is, Vali is coming, and there is a big fight is going on. And Ram and Lakshman are behind the trees. Now, first time Ram wants to kill, but Ram cannot identify who is Sugriva and who is Vali, because they both look the same. And Ram doesn't want to commit an offense, and by the mistake, he doesn't want to kill Sugriva. So he doesn't do anything. So Sugriva is completely down. He comes back, he's a little bit upset that you had told me, Ram, you had told me you're going to come and you're going to shoot. So Ram said, yeah, but reason is, it was difficult for me to identify, and I don't want to kill you by the mistake. So next time now, he says to Lakshman, Ram says, Lakshman, please give him the nice white garlands. So Sugriva is wearing this white garland, and again he is going to challenge his brother Vali. And in that challenge, now Ram is, in that challenge, Ram, again they are both are fighting, and Sugriva is, Valiva is actually winning them again. But at that time, Ram from behind the tree, he shouts to Vali, and Vali is falling down. Now, I'm going through all this, my gosh. Okay. Now, Vali's son is Angada. Now, Vali is telling to Lord Ram, he's telling that, look, if you had been in an alliance with him, I would have brought Sita very easily. Because I had taken care of Ravan before. He's kind of not happy with it. And he's telling like an honest person. But then Ram says that, ignorant of the true law of righteousness, you are reproaching me. He said, but you yourself abandoned all moral laws when you stole Ruma, your brother's wife. So Ram is a Kshatriya. He had come to protect the laws. And then he also says that Kshatriya allowed to hunt deer and other animals and also monkeys. And you are one of the monkey. So Vali is understanding finally his mistake. And Vali is, of course, he's saying, I'm not worried about anything else, but I'm worried about my son Angada. So Ram is assuring that Sugriva and Angada will be taken care of. I will protect them all the time. So this way Vali leaves his body. So we see that Vali leaves the body in front of Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra. And then of course we know the pastimes of Bali Maharaj. We have gone through it. Vamandev, Bali Maharaj offered everything. Vamandev asked for the 3 steps of land, and in 2 steps Vamandev covered everything from Bali Maharaj, and there is no place to put the 3rd step. So of course Vamandev is tying up to Bali Maharaj. Says, where are you going to put your 3rd step? And Bali Maharaj is saying, well, I have my head. You can put your third step on my head. This is the glories of Bali Maharaj. He wants to, Vamandev wants to show the glory of his devotee, Bali Maharaj, how great this personality is. You see. So whatever Krishna does, is Krishna does for good. He has all the good qualities. There is no bad qualities in him. But externally we see these pastimes externally, then we can see that we can see all the bad qualities, and we can be in the critical mood. We can be in the critical mood and see all these bad qualities in Krishna. But this is actually Radharani, is what she is saying is on the Mahabhava level. His highest, in the highest level of the prema, she's saying. Now, last thing is that, I think this Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, killing Vali indicates his ruthless nature. Being controlled by a woman indicates his lust. And accepting offerings indicates frauds. So this is our jalpa. Now in this pastime, Srila Gaura Govind Maharaj is describing nicely if you see this pastimes externally, he describes that how we cannot how we cannot see Krishna or Lord Vishnu, how we cannot see that. And he describes that, he gives the example of in the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu. He says that Hiranyakashipu, as you know, Hiranyakashipu was running behind Lord Vishnu, right? And Lord Vishnu entered in the nostril of Hiranyakashipu. So we can say that, well, he was out of anxiety. Lord Vishnu was in anxiety, he entered in the nostril of Hiranyakashipu. But actually it is not like that, he says. He says that he out of affection and sympathy, Lord Vishnu is thinking, how can I do good for him? So we think Krishna left, he is merciless and making all the gopis and Radharani suffer, but actually he is thinking to do good for them. So in this mood, we have to hear these pastimes of Krishna in separation from gopis and Radharani seemingly criticizing him, but we have to see it from the tattva vichar. Okay, my time is over. Any question? Yes, sir.
The moral law that Sri Ramachandra was speaking about, it seems a little contradictory in the sense that if you're going to apply the animal laws, the monkey...
Yes, I forgot that. Wali had a boon that he cannot be killed face to face. And because of that, Lord Ramachandra killed him behind.
Okay, but apart from that, even if he took Sugriv's wife, because they're monkeys, then the moral laws of Dharma does not apply to them.
Okay.
You see, that's... And so now if I kill you as we're Kshatriyas, I can shoot animals like you, you see? So in one sense we can say that law doesn't really fully apply.
Moral law doesn't apply to Lord. Lord is transcendental, and Pran Govinda Prabhu can elaborate more on that.
Same as Sugriv, the son of Sun God, their origin. Huh? There's a nightclub, anyway, it's a whole story of Indra's nightclub, how they took birth. Then Bali Sugriv, Bali had a blessing from his father that anybody he fights, he will get 50% power of that person. So Srila Prabhupada told Ridhananda Maharaj, that if you need to inquire this, and Ridhananda Maharaj tell this, that how is possible that Lord Ram, being a establisher of religious duty, why he killed from the back? Said that Bali had a special blessing from his father Indra, that anybody he sees, he'll get 50% of the power. So if Lord Ram see face to face, he get Lord Ram's 50% power. Plus, he has a power of Indra. So from that point, and because he broke the law of stealing brother's wife, to kill, there is no offense or sin.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, actually, in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada put this 10 prajalpa, or gossip.
Yeah.
So Prabhupada says, due to excessive association and attachment Srimati Radharani has for Krishna, this is the symptom of love.
Thank you for adding that important point. Okay? Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Bye.